Performance Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Faraday is suing over its sewer bill. The auto business claims that a rate change in November of 2024 saw their bill go from a flat rate of $60 per month to $1,200, a jump of nearly 2,000%. The suit claims a published notice of the rate increase indicated that residential rates would climb from $40 to $50 per month, but that the commercial rates weren't specifically stated. They're asking the court to grant a return of the $60 per month rate, a refund of the difference that's been paid so far, and attorney's fees and court costs. Preparations are underway for whatever Tropical Storm Bertha plans to bring.
LSU Health Climatologist Barry Keim says this isn't expected to be an overly powerful storm.
There'll be some modest storm surge along the coast, but the rain is going to be the really tricky part.
On the storm's current track, it's expected to make landfall in either Plaquemines or St. Bernard Parish sometime Wednesday, crossing Lafourche and Terrebonne Parishes before going back into the Gulf.
It should exit on the back end of Louisiana by the Louisiana-Texas border sometime on Friday morning.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
As Mississippi students return to school during some of the hottest weeks of the year, doctors are urging parents to help protect their children from heat-related illness. Doctors say parents should keep an eye out for symptoms such as heat exhaustion, flushed skin, lightheadedness, disorientation, extreme fatigue, or irritability. While sports drinks might help after intense physical activity, physicians say water is still the best option for keeping most children hydrated. An individual in Wichita Parish tests positive for the first confirmed human case of West Nile virus of the 2026 mosquito season in Louisiana.
Last year, we had a total of 86 human cases. 55 of those were the more severe form.
That's state epidemiologist Teresa Sokol. She says the best way to reduce your risk of getting infected is protecting yourself from mosquito bites. Wear EPA-approved mosquito repellent and eliminate standing water around your home.
Wheelbarrows, kiddie pools, buckets, turn those over, anything that collects water.
While many infected individuals do not develop symptoms, people over the age of 55 and those with certain medical conditions have a greater risk of severe illness. I'm Case Kieschnick.
The Mississippi River in Natchez Vidalia is at 36.39 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.